Proverbs chapter 16. Man makes his plans, but God disposes them. That is, we think, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But the hand of God is far greater than us. And that's why James says that we should always say, God willing. If the Lord will, we should do this, that, or the other. Because we have to be humble and recognize that God's hand is fortunately stronger than ours. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord judges the motives. This is the trouble. Everybody thinks, I'm good, I'm right, I'm logical, I'm clever. But God knows our motives, and our motives are often wrong. If you ask God to give blessing to your plans, then you will be successful when they're carried out. So we've got to recognize that our plans are not always perfect, and are very often have got motives, have got reasons for them that aren't very good. So we simply ask God to cleanse our motives and to bless the plans. Everything that God has created has its own plan for him. And his plan for the wicked is destruction. So you see, there's this higher hand in human life. And Paul talks about that. He calls it predestination. And he talks about that in the context of saying that we're saved by grace. That is this love of God that is revealed in the way that his hand is greater than ours. And that's why, as we read elsewhere in the Bible, the race is not run by the quickest runner, and the battle is not won by the strongest soldier. There is this hand of God in all these things. The Lord hates all who are proud, and they shall not be unpunished. If we are faithful and remain loyal to God, he will forgive our sins. So, in the end, what God wants is loyalty. That is that we stick with him. Day in, day out, hour by hour, that despite our sins and failures, that we are with him. It is better to have a very small amount that you have earned honestly than to have lots of money that you've gotten dishonestly. Man may make his plans, but God will direct actions. The Lord wants just weights and measures, and that is written in the law of Moses as well. And what people used to do was to just have a slightly dishonest weight when they went to the market to sell their goods. And in fact, in the law of Moses, it says that it's a huge sin if you even had in your house a dishonest weight or measure. So don't even think of it. Just trying to get some petty little bit of material advantage by being dishonest. That's the sort of thing that God really hates. A wise man will try to keep the king happy, but if the wrath of the king arises, somebody may die. The king's favour is like clouds that bring rain in springtime. It brings life. Well, I wonder if Solomon is saying that, sort of justifying himself as the king, that you better keep in with me and my favour is really important. But it is far better to have knowledge and wisdom than to have silver and gold. And so all the striving of man to get rich, to get wealthy, this is nothing compared to having the knowledge, which means the relationship with God and the knowledge of his ways and of his kingdom. This is priceless. A lot of people say, I have not got time for that. And the reason they have not got time for it is because they want the gold and silver. They want wealth, or they want to try to get wealth. The righteous travel on the path that avoids evil. In other words, if evil is along the road, they go round it, they skirt around it. It may take longer, but that's the way to go. In other words, avoid temptation. Be wise in your decisions. Be wise who you mix with, the sort of things you go to. If you're invited to a party where you know there's going to be people getting drunk and doing drugs, well, don't go there. The way of the wise avoids that and, as it were, makes a detour around it. It is better to be poor and to be humble than to be proud and share in stolen property. Be careful what you listen to, and you will be blessed. Trust in the Lord, and you'll be happy. So the New Testament puts that another way and says, avoid false teaching and false teachers. Listen to what is true, to what is based on the Bible. Wisdom is a fountain of life to those who are wise, but it is pointless to try to educate fools. The wise think before they speak. What they say is then very persuasive. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the taste and good for the soul. What you think is the right road may in fact lead unto death. So there is a way, a road that seems right to man, but it leads to death. So again, it's not for us to just decide what we think is the best way, but to ask for God's wisdom. Should I do this, Lord? Guide me, be with me, show me the way, teach me your way, as David often says. The wicked look for ways to hurt others, and their words are full of evil. Gossip is distributed by the wicked, and it stirs up trouble and breaks up friendships. And how true that is, that gossip breaks up friendships. And this is a characteristic, he says, of the wicked. So let us not be guilty of gossip. Aggressive people deceive even their friends, and they lead their friends to disaster. So don't be friends with people who are aggressive. Just avoid them. Avoid those who wink and make grins when they speak. In other words, they grin and they wink because they are planning a wicked idea and they're less than honest. Just keep away from these people. It is better to be patient than to have power. Better is he who can control himself than he who takes a city. Now, I think he must have Samson in mind, because Samson couldn't really control himself. He met these women, fell in love with them, couldn't seem to control himself, and yet he captured cities. He was so zealous as a soldier for God, and yet he couldn't control himself. So, you see, self-control is really the basic element of spirituality in practice. This is the way of true Christianity. It was the way of God's people, even in the Old Testament, which is when the book of Proverbs was written. So this ability to grip yourself and to say, no, I'm not going to do that. No, don't say it. Don't do it when the thought comes into your mind. And this is why we need the Holy Spirit in our spirit. We need God's thinking to control our thinking. And that's why the gift of the Holy Spirit is promised to those who are baptized in our times, and that is what we so desperately need.